My name is Suresh Nepal. I was born in a country called Nepal, but I have a history that my parents are a Bhutanese citizen. I am a Bhutanese American, that I can definitely say for now. I was later in the teens when I came to the U.S. Until I came to the U.S., I was a person with no country. I had no country that I belonged to. My parents were kicked out of their own country back in Bhutan. Bhutan lies right next to Nepal and India. So once they were kicked out and their citizenship that they hold was made invalid, then they were forced to leave Bhutan. My parents, they had little property, and I'm comparing right now. They were rich back in Bhutan, and they had to leave every single thing in a matter of hours or maybe by days. They couldn't sell their land, they couldn't sell their cattle, they couldn't deal with any transaction they had with people. So they had to leave the country overnight. After that transition in refugee camp in Nepal, the government of Nepal, they let us stay. Staying there for a longer period of time, more than a decade and a half, there were no option to going back to Bhutan. People have tried making peace meetings with the government, and that didn't go well. And then finally, this option came. My parents had options to go either to the US, Canada, Australia, and such other different countries. I know that for sure that my parents have always dreamed and heard of the country US being really developed, and they have more opportunities than anywhere else. They could have the identity that they lacked, because once we were refugee, my parents could not say they are a Bhutanese citizen for sure. I know they are, but they couldn't say it to the government of Bhutan because they were made invalid. And the government of Nepal would not let us be a citizen of Nepal because we were settled there in a temporary basis and we were refugee. The US and other countries have offered the identity that we needed. We moved to California, and then we moved to Tennessee, Nashville, and then after that, we found home in Pittsburgh. It was a mix of feelings for me. I was in my teen, right? I wanted to see the world. I wanted to be the person to go beyond the limit, go beyond the borders. So I don't know how it was from my parents' perspective, but for me, coming to a new country was starting basically from the ground and up. It was tough. It was hard coming to the U.S. and learning English, not just learning British English, but American English was even tougher. You'd have to know the slangs sometimes. You know, you have to get to know the accents and all. It was difficult as a teen. At the same time, I don't know how hard would it be for the parent, how much they have gone through. For me, as a teen, I would pick up stuff really quick. But from the parents' perspective, coming from different country, different language and everything different, basically, I think it would have been very hard. The environment that school has and trying to adapt into those was difficult. But the good part for me, at least, I was a little passionate in sport, more so in soccer. In the lunch time, I used to have a soccer ball and kick around next to the cafeteria. And sometimes kids, they would come out and start kicking with me. So that's how I started bonding with friends. BCAP is a community-based nonprofit organization. It stands for Bhutanese Community Association of Pittsburgh, and we have an actual physical office in Brentwood. We do a lot of community work to aid primarily our Bhutanese population, but we do more than that to other communities as well. We try to be the medium for those new immigrants to integrate into the mainstream communities. At this point, I am the board chair for BCAP, but I have been volunteering for BCAP for a long time. I want to say since 2012. Sometimes people tend to leave their community once they started making money. I would remind them, at least reflect on where they came from and who they are, and then at least try to give back to the community. I've learned many things about life, but one thing that strikes me every time is to appreciate what you have now, as plain as that. Appreciate what you have now and just be grateful that you have it at least.